TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, my name is Lindsay. I started producing topical items during lockdown to keep my neighbours entertained. All the recordings are made inside my cosy cabin for that extra sense of calm. And naturally enough, I call them cabin conversations. I hope you enjoy them. Cabin conversations about World Music Day. This annual celebration, held on the 21st of June, taps into the universal language of music and widespread appeal in all its forms. World Music Day began with the City event in 1982, originating in Paris, France, known as Fête de la Musique, bringing musicians, street performers, concerts and music lovers together to share this remarkable human talent of expressing emotions and physical skills in a multitude of different ways. Due to the attraction's enormous popularity, the EU made it officially a cultural event. Today, musical venues and historical museums provide public accessible music in around 100 countries. Theories of what constitutes music range from melody with vocal sounds from the Stone Age onwards, through to natural-made instruments using materials like rocks, gourds, animal skins, wood, metal, bone, etc. Of course, singing needs no music accompaniment and is perceived as helping social groups to develop communication and maintain close-knit communities. Since 5000 BC, Egyptian priest physicians were using music for healing purposes, along with tribal shamans, religious orders, and the Greek father of medicine, Hippocrates, credited for the doctor's Hippocratic Oath, was playing music to his patients back in 400 BC. The British Association for Music Therapy believes there are wider healing effects of sound in psychological clinical intervention, assisting those with verbal communication difficulties and improving baby and parent bonding. At the opposite end of the age range, music is helping the elderly cope with dementia and feelings of isolation. Even the trend for sound bathing uses metal gongs, one of the most ancient designed instruments, originating from rock gongs, natural stones which resonate sound when struck. There is one fine example of a shaped edge rock gong found on an archaeological dig in Sudan, Africa, and donated to the British Museum. Social media too has many examples of diverse and experimental rhythmic sound, such as improvising with hitting hollow tubes, known as boom whackers, and substituting drums with pots, dustbins, or oil drums. Woodwind flutes were next on the evolution scale, with hand-carved flutes made of bone or mammoth tusks ivory, discovered on further archaeological digs in Slovenia and Germany, dating to over 35,000 years ago. Interestingly, cave paintings in southwestern France depict a string bow being used by a tribal medicine person, subsequently found to be played by American tribes and current San tribal people of the Kalahari Desert, Africa, who actually convert their hunting longbows for musical use. Later evidence in the Indian subcontinent produced the multi-stringed instruments of the lyre and the harp, which led eventually to the harpsichord and, of course, the well-known modern piano. In 1971, the BBC TV Christmas show of Morecambe and Wise included a comedy sketch of Grieg's piano concerto with André Previn conducting the orchestra and Eric Morecambe at the soloist's piano making a terrible din, whereby Previn cannot resist pointing out that Eric is playing all the wrong notes. To which he replies to the world-famous conductor, "I'm playing all the right notes, but not necessarily in the right order." Although the premise is funny, it does highlight the fact that music can be a very subjective art form and not always rigidly structured. Take, for example, the somewhat random but tuneful style, jazz. However, going back to the basics of vocal arrangements can still encapsulate the essence of harmony. The polyphonic pieces, polyphonic meaning many sounds or voices, mostly began as folk songs and is unique to each region of England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. The oldest known British song is from the mid-13th century, written on a manuscript found in Reading Abbey, Berkshire, titled "Suma is a Coomin' In," and sung not only in the original Wessex dialect, but in a medieval polyphonic round of six parts. Recorded these days by interpretive musicians, it still retains the sentiment of summer arriving as the cuckoo song. Here, by kind permission of Simon Mayer and Hilary James through acousticsrecords.co.uk, is an extract of their own version of "Suma is a Coomin' In."
Suma is a coomin' in, Suma is a coomin' in, Suma is a coomin' in, sing the world 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 a
of records, these are some Guinness World Records relating to British music achievements. In 2014, the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester had the greatest number of people playing a single piano simultaneously, managing to get 16 pianists around the keyboard. Unfortunately, this world record was subsequently broken by a group of Cypriot classical pianists with 25 playing in 2023. On a much grander scale, in 2013, Volkhorns were decommissioned across the UK. To mark this historic event, a piece of music was written by Lys Ottagina and Joshua Portway with composer Orlando Goff. They gathered three brass bands on the coast, 55 ships on the North Sea, and operated the Sauter Lighthouse, Foghorn, for the very last time, to perform their Foghorn Requiem live in Sunderland, northeast England. A musical piece made all the more difficult as it needed the conductor to coordinate bands, computer-controlled GPS to each ship, and factor in sound time delays because they were several miles distance from the lighthouse, while still delivering the best performance for audiences on the clifftops. May you enjoy the beauty and benefits of music, whatever the style.
DNF Soundings.